Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. I was a lifeguard as a teenager, and we used to tell kids that a chemical in the water would turn purple if they peed in the pool. Of course, there was no chemical, and they probably called my bluff.
Now, fast forward 5 decades, and scientists finally found a way to tell just how much urine is in a pool.
Pools are treated with chemicals such as chlorine to kill microbes that swimmers bring in. Because contrary to popular belief, urine is not sterile.
And these chemicals can interact with organic materials such as dirt, insects, and swimmers' hair and skin to form DBPs, disinfection byproducts. These byproducts are toxic, and laws regulate a minimum amount of pool water that must be replaced daily to prevent their buildup.
Here's where urine comes in. It's the biggest contributor to DBPs. Each swimmer, even Olympians, is responsible for contributing up to 1/3 cup of urine while in the pool.
Urine contains nitrogen-rich urea that reacts with chlorine to form a DBP called trichloroamine, which is responsible for that unique indoor pool smell. Urine consumes between 30 to 45% of chlorine in a pool to form DBPs.
The new urine test is now able to tell the amount of urine in an average pool. The test screens for ubiquitous artificial calorie-free sweetener called acesulfame potassium, or ACE-K. It's in many common foods, such as Jell-O, candy, and sodas, and it's excreted in the urine.
100% of the pools tested were positive for ACE-K, and pools with 110,000 gallons of water held 8 gallons of urine. This is proof positive people do pee a lot in pools, and they should stop.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.